Okay, world, it's your girl Malika X, and we are back with another week of Being Frank, the podcast, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. As always, I have something special for y'all, so stay tuned and keep listening. If you have questions, you can always send them over to social@beingfrankmedia.com. That's social@beingfrankmedia.com. With that, let's kick off the show. Welcome back, people, to another episode of Being Frank, the podcast with your girl, Malika X, and this series of Save to Say It. I am just going to dive right in. Ciao. It has been a week. I've been on vacation, but y'all, I just had to keep it real. It has not been any sort of vacation. It just hasn't been. I told y'all I was moving to the Charlotte area. I am now in the Queen City, honey. I am here. She is a new resident, but I had to get all of my shit up here essentially by myself. My girl already moved before I came, so that was a mess. Not really, because I hire movers. I said, fuck that shit, I'm not doing anything, but I had to get all my stuff packed up. So it's just been not much of a vacation, because once I got here, I've been like working to get everything unpacked. So with that, I haven't stopped working. So what's supposed to be a vacation is actually not a vacation at all, because I'm really anal and I want shit a certain kind of way. That's first and foremost. That's probably the biggest problem of all, is that I want my shit set up, even though I don't need to have it set up. Ain't nobody telling me I gotta be unpacked. But you already know how I am. So, I did almost everything within the first 3 days of me being here, and I am now paying for it. Physically, mentally drained. I know last week was a vacation day away from the podcast, to just like be on holiday and on vacation and spending it with my girl, but child, this thing has turned around. I don't even know how I'm going to get this podcast done today. Y'all just pray for me. Pray for my strength and my health, like your granny used to tell you. I'm actually outside walking my dog to get the podcast done. I don't have Wi-Fi in my new home just yet. Let's just kick off the show with the first part, right in my wrongs. The first thing I need to get right, first of all, is the fact that I did not order the internet prior to me coming here. Not that it wasn't purposely done that way, because it was. I just figure it would be an easy transition between internet companies, where you can just say, transfer to this address, stop service at this address. Oh, baby, but no, it is not that easy. So, I don't know if you guys are familiar with being in certain areas where only one internet service company or internet company services the area. Well, that's the neighborhood I'm in. That's the kind of neighborhood I'm in. That I should have did a better job with. I should have called ahead. I got that wrong, and now I'm paying for it. They can't come out to the house for 2 weeks, so I won't have internet until next weekend, which is crazy. It just doesn't make sense as a business. I'm just like, your business, the companies, why can't other companies have this location? I'm one of those logical thinkers, like, Okay, you are now doing Google fiber optic internet, like hyperspeed type shit, and literally one neighborhood over. But then in this community, we had this rinky dink janky company, local company, that only Billy Bob and Bobby Joe can come out and service our fucking homes. And they're 2 weeks behind schedule. It's just, it makes no sense in America in 2018. It just doesn't make sense. So I'm just like, okay, that was on me. I gotta take that. I really do. Can y'all hear the birds? It's so beautiful. It's such a nice day today. Nice and cool. Hopefully I can get this uploaded and published today as I'm recording on Sunday, which I never do. I did wait till today. One of the reasons why I waited. Another thing I need to get right. I need to get my body right, y'all. Your girl is not feeling her best. And I told y'all 2 months ago when I didn't do the podcast one time, I had surgery. So I'm 2 months out from my surgery, and then I moved, you know, and that was really, really hard on my body. So I don't know, between me being sore and feeling like just different pains from, you know, from the surgery, I'm gonna just say it was because of I did too much moving and stuff, and I just had that surgery. But I gotta get right, because now my immune system is like, bitch, you overworking me. And as a cancer survivor, I'm like compromised, what they call a compromised immune system. And I've gotten sick. So it's summertime, it's hot as hell, and I'm out here with a fucking summer cold, believe it or not. And I probably sound like it. So bear with me throughout the podcast. So I got to get right with my cold. I got to get my body right and rest. I've been resting these couple days and just trying not to do anything, to be honest. But it's so much stuff to do. Not necessarily so much to do in the house, but, you know, the list goes on. Life goes on. Grandmama used to say, the devil stays busy, honey. He comes to kill, steal, and what? Destroy. So I cannot let him have that. I cannot let him have the victory. I got to keep moving, keep pushing, keep praying, and just y'all keep me lifted, because, girl, I tell you, it get hard. It get hard. I don't let y'all in on everything, but it get hard. So right in my wrongs, those two things, and I'm wrong too, because I'm going to tell you right now, I'm shooting from the hip. Do y'all know what that means? Does anybody know what that means? It means that I am not prepared. I am just shooting my shot. Didn't even prepare for today's podcast, partly because of what I talked about with the internet. I could have went to somebody's Starbucks. No, because I'm boycotting them. I could have actually went to Panera or something like that and got on Wi-Fi. Or a friend's house who lives here as well, and kind of prepared a outline, because I usually do that. I don't know. I think I've said that on the show, that I prepare an outline. But I'm shooting from the hip today. I just really wanted to come. I'm not feeling my best, so I haven't been for the last week. I had a fever on Monday. It's crazy. So all week I've been trying to get better and better. And like, what day am I going to do the podcast? What day am I going to... My voice sounds fucked up. What day am I going to do the podcast? I'm sick. What day am I going to... You know, and then now here it is on Sunday, and we're at the day of the podcast. And I got to do the podcast, because I didn't do it last week. I told y'all it's going to have to be something, just emergency situation or dire situation where I cannot come on and speak to y'all. But I have to be honest and get my shit together, because I am shooting from the hip today, and that's wrong. I did not prepare, but I'm gonna give y'all me. I don't know what else to do. but to give y'all me. So we are just going to keep it flowing, be forgiving, spread love, not hate, you know, forgive me for not being prepared, and get into this next segment where, you know, our imperfect union. I don't really have to prepare for that because it's always fucking imperfect and it's a lot of shit going on. I don't really care to talk about the negative shit because it's so much negative shit. We could just spend 2 hours, not even, we probably spend a whole day talking about the shit that's going on, or 45. But just to highlight a few things that I've seen or heard about, because of course I am off the fucking grid, no internet, no cable, no friends, no family in the neighborhood. I did hear that on the 4th of July, someone scaled, or a female, not just anybody, scaled the Statue of Liberty and refused to come down the foot of the Statue of Liberty. I've actually had the privilege of going up to the crown of the Statue of Liberty back in the day when they would let you go up there before 9/11. They used to do tours, but bitch, that ain't no joke. You had to walk all of them stairs, and for girl, homegirl, to not even walk the stairs and scale the fucking building or the statue, that takes so much talent. I don't even know that kind of talent. I don't even know what you would have to do to get up the Statue of Liberty without taking stairs. Like, seriously. But for her to be able to do that and protest of the kids that are being separated from their parents at the border is, I mean, it's just, it's one of those things, like, I don't know if everybody get why she scaled the Statue of Liberty of all things, but do some history, because that was a gift to us as a country of immigrants, built on immigrants from the French. And I believe, don't quote me, because again, y'all know I ain't did no notes. I'll be going back and righting my wrongs next week. But I believe it starts off by saying something on the statue like, give me your tired, your poor, your hungry masses yearning to be free. And that's just from the dome. I'm just saying, it's something like that that's on the bottom of the Statue of Liberty, which means America is the place where immigrants are welcome. Bring them here. Y'all can come here. You don't have to worry, especially if you're, you know, running from some type of political, being a political refugee, or fleeing violence in a country. We are supposed to be the country with our doors wide open. But, you know, this shit right now, it just don't make sense. It's just so politically incorrect. And that's part of the reason why I named this segment Imperfect Union. I mean, it's some good things, and I try to highlight the good things. But this week, goddammit, I ain't even gonna lie, I ain't prepared. And I ain't bothered to look up no good things, because you got to dig for that shit. If you want to find something good that's happening, and if y'all know something good that's happening and y'all listening, like, it's always something good where I'm at. It's good in my hood. Shit, I don't know what she talking about. Well, send that shit in then. You know the email. BeingFrankMedia.com is the website. You can find it there under the contact, or you can do social@BeingFrankMedia.com. Send me all that positive shit, because sometimes it's hard to keep it positive. I literally have to search for things when I'm trying to prepare. When I do prepare. Not trying, baby, because I do it. I usually do it. I get prepared for this shit. But yeah, going back to the kids being separated and the whole immigration thing, and it being 4th of July, it's just like, what do you call those? It's just ironic that all of this is playing out at such a time. But it's unfortunate too. But I think the young lady who scaled the Statue of Liberty, and I refuse to get her name wrong right now, so I'm going to just say the young lady, she was reminding us of the message and what the symbolism is of the statue, right? The purpose of the statue, why we even have that statue. So for y'all that didn't know, go out there and learn something. And if you ever in New York, I know we go to New York and we travel, we do fashion week, we go for the food, we go for the fun, the culture, we go for Pride, which we'll get to that. I know they just finished up big Pride in the Village. But go on that ferry over to, not Coney Island, I've been over there, but to the Statue of Liberty. There's a ferry that'll take you over there on Ellis Island. And they do a lot of things with the history behind the statue and the immigrants that came in. Of course, they don't tell you about the slaves that came in because we weren't voluntarily trying to come over here through Ellis Island. Although they mention a few Africans that came during that time, but not necessarily by way of how most of us came, which was on the belly of the slave ship. So I would just say, when you're in New York, make that one of them little excursions. It's gonna be hot as fuck and hard as fuck to climb those stairs. I don't even think they let you go to the Crown anymore. But it's a lot of history in that museum. I like going to the museums when I go to different places. So that's one of my things I do. And it's a lot to learn. And for our country to now turn its back on immigrants is just hypocrisy. It's so hypocritical. Like, I just, that's the word I'm looking for. It is just crazy. When we are a country founded on immigrants, I don't get it. So the next segment, we keeping this real light today. I know I'm gonna be under an hour. My fucking nose and throat is just all jacked up, and I feel like I'm talking real nasal like, and I don't think that sounds good on a podcast. I'm just saying, when you're not feeling good, but your girl gonna get it done, goddamn it, because I said I would. Now it's just gonna be about how am I gonna upload this without internet. But on our next segment, where we have our Pride and Prejudice, we're gonna go right into it and talk about New York City's Pride, which is one of the largest prides they have here in the U.S. I was fortunate enough to go to it 2 years ago, and it was amazing in my Oprah voice. It really, really was. It was so diverse, culturally diverse. Every end of the spectrum you can imagine, LGBTQIA, LMNOPQRSTUV, all of that was there. Like, I was pretty fascinated, and with their pride, just is like, okay, now who gonna top this shit? Who gonna top me? Because I've been to New York Pride, like, enough said. I don't know who's gonna be able to top this, because it was floats, it was dancing, it was music, it was fun, it was love, and it was the year Obama signed same-sex marriage into law in the U.S. Supreme Court, passed the shit when I was right there in the Village on the street. Like, it was just a moment. It was a movement. So I don't think I'm ever going to top that pride. I heard that it was lit this year. I did not go. You know what I've been doing. Buying a house, moving in a house, working hard, all kinds of other shit. Surgeries, taking care of my health. It's been just a lot for me. No vacay for me. This is the vacay. Walking in these trees, not having no fucking internet, doing this podcast. But I know that New York didn't sell anyone short with their pride. And I'm sure it was a blast from all the pictures that I saw, friends, and then other ones that I've seen just, you know, on different social media handles and outlets. It seemed like it was the shit. I know that we will be attending, me and my girl will be attending Pride next month in August, because even though Pride month ended last month and I didn't get to do my little last end of segment with ending out Pride month for June, but Pride happens throughout the entire summer. Like I said, it starts kind of in May with Sizzle and Sweet Heat, and the start of summer with Memorial Day weekend, that's usually Sizzle. And Sweet Heat is always like a week or two or something like that before the boys have Sizzle. I don't know why they have to have a boys event and a girls event. But my ass is going to definitely 1 year go to Sweet Heat, because I still haven't been to Sweet Heat with all the dykes. Like, what am I? I'm just missing out. Not that I'm missing out, because, you know, I'm taken. But I'm missing out on that experience and being able to speak to that experience. Because I hear that the girls' weekend is so much better than the boys' weekend. And you can fight me. And I ain't even been to it. But I heard that. And I'm going to stand by the girls' weekend. We always get shitted on. But I hear that Sweet Heat and, you know, DJ Dimples and them, they do it right for Sweet Heat. Where I've been to Sizzle for the boys' weekend last year. And it was just okay. Good thing it was Memorial Day weekend. No shade, child. But I like Miami and I love to make it a tradition to go back every year. But definitely got to experience. Can y'all hear that airplane? Damn. This is what it's going to be, y'all. This is the podcast. Live and direct from the Queen City. Planes flying over and shit. This is how I get my reception. Being outside. Birds chirping in the background. Walking on the path through the woods in my new neighborhood. This is what we're going to get this week. Pardon me. I do apologize. If that makes it hard for us to hear. But it gives me a sense of peace being out here doing this, and I'm talking and I'm walking. I don't know, it's kind of cool in a way. Give me a little ambiance and some background noise, some natural background noises. But yeah, so the Pride and Prejudice, child. Pride and Prejudice, two things, and really it, because again, I did not prepare. I'm shooting from the hip. But last time I was logged on, you know how I hope this doesn't happen to me, but I just praise Miss Dominique Jackson of Pose. And I hope all is well with her. But I don't know if anybody else has been watching her page on Instagram and paying attention. But Miss Lady went down to, was it Aruba? I believe it was Aruba. And some shit popped off, like, really bad. I say go check out her page. I think she done deleted a lot of the posts. But it's fucked up, like, as a trans woman. Even when you step out of the U.S. where you think, oh, they only discriminate against us in the U.S. No, bitch. Nope. Mm-mm. Everywhere. Everywhere. So her and her husband were out at a resort of some sorts And she was posting these videos, and I don't know, someone came up to her, approached her about a sexual favor. I don't know why they would do that. Again, I wasn't there. I'm just telling you what I gathered from the videos. And she was upset that someone would approach her that way. Her husband, even more so. Why wouldn't he be? And, child, it went from 0 to 100 real quick. And I don't know what the fuck happened, but they were asked to leave the resort. They did not have a place to stay. It was just awful seeing those videos. So I don't blame her if she took them down. I just pray that everything, I know she got back safely. I saw that video, but I just say that as we travel and do different things, even with me and my girl and living in this neighborhood, we were a little apprehensive, like, you know, we're gay. I hope our neighbors aren't fucking bigots, you know, or and plus racist, because here we are, two black lesbians moving into this gated community. And who I just know that we still have to be mindful and always on the defense and protecting ourselves as we go about and just experience our life, because, you know, people are crazy as fuck. And it turned out like they were asked to leave when they did absolutely nothing, nothing wrong. As she said from her videos, allegedly she did nothing wrong. So it was just a fucked up experience, because 1 week, you know, she had all this glow up, and of course the show is just doing so well. And she went on vacation with her husband, as you should be able to do, and enjoy life with your new coins and everything. And people approaching you just sideways. And that shit, it just hurt my heart. It broke my heart seeing her like that. I don't know if anyone else saw that. But people still out here discriminating, even when we think we go outside of this country. And nope, it's kind of everywhere, unfortunately. Unfortunately, until people understand that we are one. Well, Randall, we are one. I love that song. He loves that song. He know he if he listening, he gonna sing it for me to Frankie Beverly and Maze. Until people really realize that shit, we'll continue to have situations like this. And that's not to try to make anything light of what happened, because that's some serious. That's a serious, serious situation. I mean, especially being in a foreign country and being asked to leave. And I mean, she was at the just some random hotel, and, you know, her status, not to say that matters, but you would think, you know, that could get her somewhere. But nope, it didn't matter. What mattered more was the fuck that her sexual identity. And they kicked her out. It was sad. So that was a bit heartbreaking. I know it's been more shit. People celebrated the holiday Wednesday. Happy 4th of July in the past. It's 4th of July ending the weekend. I can't wait to stop hearing these fucking fireworks in my neighborhood. This shit is driving me and my dog crazy. But hope everybody had a great week and enjoyed their holiday. I will be coming back at y'all next week with some content, some dope content. This shit right here, you know, I was shooting from the hip. I ain't even gonna lie. But I wanted to say hi. I wanted to let y'all know that I'm still here. But your girl is sick. She's not feeling well. And you'll be able to hear it in my voice, I'm sure. This shit is probably sounding real nasally. I don't know if that is a word, but I'm gonna just go with it. Nasally. We're just gonna go with that. And I hit y'all back, and y'all hear from me next Sunday. Peace.
That's our show for this week.
Hopefully someone walked away with something meaningful and a better understanding of the topics we discuss. Remember, I'm going to keep grinding and keep hustling to give you this dope content. If you have questions, remember, legit questions, you can always send those in to social@beingfrankmedia.com. Again, that's social, S-O-C-I-A-L, at Being Frank Media. You can now find this podcast on Anchor, Apple Podcasts, Overcast, Pocket Cast, and Public Radio, y'all. Your girl doing her thing. Remember to follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Being Frank Media, where you can be bold, honest, and unmistakable. Peace.